Okay, we're dealing over here in Chelek Aleph Perek Sheni with Inyanim She'omdim Berumo Shel Olam, Tachlis Havriya, to understand all of existence. And so we pointed out in Sif Aleph that the Ramchal posits, based on a Kabbalah from the Avos, from the Nevi'im, from Mamad Har Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire Yikum, the entire universe, all of existence, in order that within that Yikum there be a Beria, there be a creature, a divine Nivra, to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Metiv. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimate, that Hatava is ultimate, and since the ultimate Hatava is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a total Shlemus, so the Hatava, that benefit which is being received, is to link into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By linking into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the degree that it's possible for a Nivra to be Dovok to a Borei, that's the highest level of Tova. Ani Kirvas Elokim Litov. That's what David HaMelech points out. That the ultimate Tova, the objective Tova, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kirvat Elokim is the closest that a created creature can come to that Tova. And then we point out in Sif Beis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Tova not to be given in an arbitrary manner, but rather to be earned by that Nivra. That's what we call to be a Baal HaTov, that there'll be a Maisa Kinyan with which that Nivra will earn. Perush Mishi Yikne HaTov Ba'atzmo, that it has to come from the Nivra. He has to make that decision. That's his Bechira. V'lo Mishi Yitzrav Elav HaTov B'derech Mikra. Probably there's a short limerick that would illustrate this, that once upon a time there was a prime minister of England named Benjamin Disraeli. Although the name is a very, very Jewish name, and clearly he was from a Jewish stock, but unfortunately his parents baptized him as a child, so he would be able to grow in English society, and the Met he grew, and he became prime minister. And once upon a time there was a British Empire, there was some military campaign in India, and the Israeli was going to get up to defend the policy of the government as prime minister, and the leader of the opposition was someone named Gladstone, and Gladstone got up and simply said a number of words. How odd of God to choose the Jews. That was his whole speech. How odd of God to choose the Jews. That way he gave it to the Israeli, you know, that he's really a Jew no matter what. And so the Israeli got up and answered back, it wasn't odd, the Jews chose God. That's what's saying over here. They meant that God should choose the Jews. That would be derech mikre. In other words, that's not what it is. It's mishi yikna hatov ba'atzmo. The Jews chose God. In other words, they're over here. There's a process of choice which is involved. Then there's a parenthetical comment that we saw yesterday, that that by choosing shlemus, one is becoming more godlike. Namely, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shalem, and the tov is is a form of shlemus that a nivra can relate to. By choosing that, he not only is he going to receive a gift, a sachar of kirvat Elohim, but he himself is becoming more similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by choosing that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu views as shlemus. Al kain sider, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just again at the end of Sif Beis, al kain gozar v'sider shibaru inyone shlemut v'yone chisar, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a universe. Why do you need a universe? Basically we need a nivra. We need an individual to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or a nation to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be metiv, but that individual has to choose. In order to choose, they have to be a plethora of choices in all different areas, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu can create constellations, so that one could follow the constellations in terms of predicting the future, or one could say no, Tamim Tiyeh Hashem Elokecha in Mazal Yisrael. This is Shleimus, this is Chisaron. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Behemos Tahoros, he created Behemos Tmeos. This is linking into the Shleimus, this is linking into the world of Chisaron, certainly on the level of Kabbalah, where it's not, again, it's not an arbitrary choice, but here we have the Sitra Achra, here we have the Klipos, here we have the Kedusha, And so this birya is given the opportunity of being kone from within all of the universe, to be kone those things that are shalem, and to push away those things that are called chesronos. And then, by doing that, v'yutnula birya emtsaim al yadam tiknelat mata shleimut v'ta'adir menata chesronot. That man, or we'll see, I'm spilling the beans that we're doing with man, but that this creature was given tools. It was given a machshava. It was given a koach hadibur. It was given a koach hamaaseh. So within the world of machshava, there is machshava shleima and a machshava with a chisaron. Within the world of dibur, there is dibur which is mutar, dibur which is aser. Within the world of maasim, there are all sorts of maasim that a man is mitzuve that would bring him to shleimus, and there are all sorts of maasim that man is mitzuve not to do them because they'll bring him to chisaron. V'amnam up to siv gimel. Milvad heyot habiria hazot shekonsa hashlemos reuya lidabek bebora yisparach shemo mitzad hit damuta lo. Now it's clearly by following the ratzon of Hashem, clearly by choosing shlemos, man earns, that this creature earns the dveikus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's more than it's earned. Hinei al yedei kenosa hashlemut la nimtzeit mitzdabekes v'holeches bo. In other words, Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the system that it builds upon itself, that man becomes more shalem by choosing shlemus, and therefore becomes more of a tzelem elokim. He becomes, as we pointed out, Moshe Rabbeinu, he can reach the level of an isha elokim, that the dveikus to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him, is that which is already built into him via his choices. Ad shesof kenosa shlemut v'himatza mitzdabekes bo yehakol inyan echad. And it's not as though we have a reward in one area and we have the nisyonos, the bechir, in a different area. I choose between apples and oranges, and then I'm going to be given as a gift a baseball. No. In other words, I'm choosing between apples and oranges, assuming that apples are shlemos and oranges are chesronos, and then I'm going to be given the big apple. Namely, that I'm turning myself into an apple by choosing the apple, and so everything is sort of built in, that the individual is not just making the right choices, but is metaken himself and metaken the world, the universe, by making his decisions. V'zeh, ki bihiyot ha-mitziyuto yitvarach shemo shlemut ha-amiti, kamo she-amarnu, hinei mashehu shlemut eino mityaches elalo. In other words, again, we use the mashal of apples. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the great big apple, right? He's shlemus, he's the A apple, he's above all apples. In other words, so apple relates to him ka'anaf el hashorish. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, we can't describe him at all, but he has this quality of tov, of shlemus. We speak in this world of asiyah, of tov and of shlemus as an anaf el hashorish in a borrowed sense, but even that borrowed sense means that there's something behind it, that there is a certain parallelism. Af al pi she'eno magi el shlemut hashorshi. We're not dealing with the root. Hinei hemshech v'tolada mimenu, as the root from HaKadosh Baruch Hu works its way through the olamot, atzilus and bria and yetzir and asiya. This is that which is parallel, kiviyachol, to the tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hinei tireh. And therefore, just to summarize, ki hashleimut ta'amiti hinei hu mitziyuto yitbarach shemo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tov. That's emes. There's no such thing as an active chisaron. The satan is also a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to serve as a nisayon. But chisaron means simply the lack of tov, what we call hester panim, as opposed to shlemus, which is he'aras panim. Namely, that via shlemus we can see, we can sense, there's a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Via chisaron, that's the head there of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called hester panim. So therefore, what we're saying is that this creature has a choice of choosing he'arat panim or hester panim. That's his choice in the world. Do you want to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or do you want to become further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By becoming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by its nature, you're becoming a shalem, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can allow for one's dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as to the degree that that's possible. If one chooses otherwise, that gives the proper choice its meaning. But one can choose if one wants to for the side of hester upon him. Therefore, nimtza ha'oras panav yisparach shemo v'kirvaso tiyeh ha'shoresh v'hasibah l'kol shleimot shetiyeh hester panim ha'shoresh v'hasibah l'kol chisaron asher kishir ha'hester kach shir ha'chisaron ha'nimshach bimenu. And therefore, we just said a minute ago, just read it inside, al-kein ha'nivra hazeh ha'omid b'shikul, that this nivra that has the choice is in the balance, in the scale, ben ha'shleimut v'ha'chesronos, heim, shleimus is toldos he'ara, chesronos are toldos of hezder, v'hitchazko b'shleimuyot, when he chooses, v'bacharta v'chayim, v'ha'knotam otam ba'atzmo, and that becomes then a part of him, hinehu ochez bo yitbarach shemo. That person is grabbing God. Ani kirvat Elokim litov is not just the end of the road, that's also the emtzei, it's also the means. Hu ha-shoresh v'amakor lehem. Ukefi mashi yarbe b'shleimut, kachu marbe ha-achiza v'itzabkut bo. The more shleimut, the more kesher to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ish Elokim, ad shebagiyo l'tachlit kniyat ha-shleimut, magi el tachlit ha-achiza, the highest level of connection, v'itzabkut bo yitbarach, nimtzad misdabek bo yitbarach, namely that it's not just a question of a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving a reward at the end, but the person is building his reward. Kol Yisrael Yishan Chayot La'olam. He's building his to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nehene mituvo mishtalem bo. Mishtalem means he's becoming a shalem. Hu atzmo baal tuvo ushlemuto. We have a concept of baal tshuva, someone who earns the moniker baal tshuva. There's a concept of baal tov. The baal tov is someone who earns the tov, who earns the shlemus. Okay, we'll start with Neder tomorrow from Sif Dalet.